Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Tes is the construction of a Tzuras HaPesach when the vertical pole is obstructed by a wall. This happens often where one attempts to construct a Tzuras HaPesach, but for whatever reason, from one side, the Tzuras HaPesach cannot be seen because it's behind a wall. Is that acceptable or is that not? In a difficult Gemara on Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara introduces us to concepts that might relate to our sugya, la halacha. And let us summarize the big diun in the Gemara and see the psak in the Shulchan Aruch and then get to practical Erevin. On Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara quoted a litany of opinions in regards to what if one has a lechi, which is there to allow one to carry in a mavui. We know that min haTorah, once there are three mechitzos, one could carry in a mavui. However, Chazal wanted to make sure that people would remember not to carry into Rishus HaRabim and require the construction of a kara or a lechi. Our sugya discussed if a person put up a lechi, and that lechi is only seen from one perspective. For example, says the Gemara, if the lechi is seen only from the outside because it is flush up against the edge of the wall and it's seen in the street, but it's not seen from the perspective of the mavui, or the opposite direction. And the Gemara has a big discussion why that lechi works. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, it does. Says the Mechaber in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Tes, Bein Shiniras Blitas HaLechi LaOmdim B'Soch HaMavui, whether the lechi is seen only from the perspective of those who are in the mavui, that's where there is a protrusion in the wall, and that's noticeable from the inside of the mavui, Vein Anirim LaOmdim B'Chutz, but it's not clear to the outside. Or the opposite, Bein Shiniras LaOmdim B'Chutz, it's seen from the outside. Kosher. The halacha is that it is kosher. The Chazon Ish points out that there are many who have made the mistake. The Chazon Ish had a area in his sefer in Simin Ayin Tes where he reviews the parts of the Tshuvas Chazam Sofer in Hilchos Erevin that he disagrees with, and the Chazam Sofer describes an Erev that was made in his hometown by a great Rav, Rabbeinu Meshulam, where he describes a Tzuras HaPesach that is meant to close a gap between two buildings. Let's say, for example, there was a Pirtze Yeser Me'eser, but the Tzuras HaPesach was not put flush against the wall of the building. It was put behind. For whatever reason, it was not allowed to be put up flush against the building. Chazam Sofer seems to describe that the government didn't allow it. And the Chazam Sofer, ultimately defends this custom of placing it in an area where it is blocked from one direction, like we have in our sugya when it comes to the lechi. However, the Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin Tes Sif Katan Yud Aleph strongly disagrees with this. And he concludes, Mikol makom hadavar ein sarach raya, da'achorei hakosel ein lo shum yichus l'mashe b'fnim min hakosel. What's behind the wall has nothing to do with what is in front of it. V'chol shebein haksolim ein mezuzos, and as long as between the walls there isn't a mezuzah, ela kol ha'avir paris memloa ein kan pesach. It's not considered a pesach. In other words, what the Chazon Ish is arguing is the following. The koach of lechi and the koach of Tzuras HaPesach are two different things. Lechi is a heker. If you have a heker on one side, then the poskim say that it is acceptable, despite the machlokis of our Gemara. However, when it comes to a Pesach is an opening between two buildings. How can you describe that you have a Pesach if the vertical lechi that is there on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach is blocked? It's not a question of whether it's seen or it's not seen. It's not a halachic Pesach. What's absolutely amazing about this Shaila is that in my little knowledge of the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Erevin, I do not see the Mishnah Brura at all discussing this Shaila. This is the dynamic argument of the Chazon Ish. It's interesting to point out that the Hamasifta Gemara, when discussing the Shaila, quotes the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, who takes a different approach, who's also Machmer for the Chazon Ish, but for a different reason. And the Avnei Nezer is only Machmir when it comes to a Shaila of a Tzuras HaPesach on an Isur D'Oraisa. Because the Rosh in Maseches Sukkah, in Perek Aleph Simin Lamed Aled, says that our Sugya could only be used when it comes to a Mavui, which is an Isur D'Rabbanan. But to be used for a Sukkah on the third wall, since we're dealing with a D'Oraisa, the Rosh holds that it would not be acceptable. The Avnei Nezer is quoted as pointing to this Rosh, as saying that we see that a Tzuras HaPesach does not serve as a Mechitza for a Sukkah, and therefore to function as a Mechitza in Hilchos Shabbos, it would not be acceptable. Then the Avnei Nezer says the Chazon Ish's idea, and that is that there's another issue over here. Not only whether we're dealing with a D'Oraisa or a D'Rabbanan, but the mechanics of Lechi and the mechanics of Pesach are two different things. Therefore, even though it is not mentioned in the Mishnah Brura that I'm aware of, the problem of placing a Tzuras HaPesach behind a wall, and I emphasize, I do not know the Mishnah Brura as well as I should in Hilchos Erevin. Nevertheless, the Chazon Ish made this point famous, and his Svara is a beautiful Svara. It seems that the Avnei Nezer also had that similar Svara, even though there is nothing that I'm aware of in the Rishonim. The Rosh was only differentiating between Sukkah, which is a Mechitza min HaTorah, but the Chazon Ish is going further and saying the whole mechanic of a Pesach requires that the vertical beam be in between the two buildings. Hence, bottom line, when one constructs an Erev, one has to be careful that it's not that simply you have the entire area covered with the string, but the string needs to be held up by its mezuzos, by its two sides, l'chayayim, at the point of the area that one wishes to enclose. This, Be'ezer Hashem, is a conclusion of the halacha topic of constructing a Tzuras HaPesach between buildings and behind buildings.